AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is revealing a little more this morning about an attack in Jordan that killed some Americans a few hours ago. We go live now to the White House and our White House correspondent, Mark Smith.
Rita, the president is promising a full investigation of this morning's attack at a police training base outside the Jordanian capital of Amman.
Someone dressed in military uniform carried out an attack at a training facility in which it appears that there may have been two or three U.S. citizens killed.
Officials here say the American victims worked in a State Department training program. A South African and a Jordanian were also killed before the gunman was shot to death. The motive for the attack's not yet known, but Jordan does play a key role in the coalition battling the Islamic State group. Obama spoke as he sat down here with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first meeting in more than a year after Israel's failed campaign to stop the Iran nuclear deal. Rita?
Mark Smith live at the White House there. Russian inspectors are arriving in Egypt now to inspect airport security there following the crash of that Russian passenger plane 10 days ago. U.S. and U.K. officials say there's a good chance that a bomb brought down that plane. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is on the House Intelligence Committee.
If this is a bomb by the affiliate of ISIS in the Sinai, ISIS has now fully eclipsed al-Qaeda as the gravest terrorist threat in the world.
He was on ABC's This Week. Udacia Chambers is due in court this afternoon in Stillwater, Oklahoma. She's charged with murder after a car smashed into Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade. It happened last month. Four people were killed. The University of Illinois has fired its athletic director, Mike Thomas, as it prepares to release a final report from an investigation on the treatment of players. They say he did nothing wrong, though. This is AP Radio News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? James Bond and Charlie Brown have saved Hollywood from another weekend of flop movies. Our Jamie Fryer reports the James Bond movie Spectre and the Peanuts movie have re-energized moviegoers.
After a dismal few weeks for Hollywood, film fans now have something to see. The new James Bond film Spectre opens at number one with $73 million. And the animated family film The Peanuts Movie opens in a strong second this weekend.
The Patriots, the Bengals, and the Panthers are all 8-0 now. The Patriots beat Washington yesterday and the Panthers beat Green Bay. A bird forced an American Airlines flight to return to Las Vegas this morning. Flight 334 was on the way to Chicago when it hit a bird and had to return to Las Vegas, where it made an emergency landing. Authorities say everybody is fine. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.